I gotta figure out, I haven't done it yet, but I gotta figure out how to like log in on Apple Cloud where you, you guys could do it on your end. How you doing? But I can show you kind of on my, I don't want you to take this computer, please. It's not on my computer.
No, what I think.
It's in the cloud, but yeah. I can show you kind of the path to get there real quick. But I don't know how to log in on Apple Cloud online to access files. Like, I've never done that.
Is it still in your Google Drive?
It's in the, it's not Google Drive, it's iCloud.
It's not in Google Drive anymore.
It's in Google Drive too. Okay. There's in two spots because I was like worried that it would get deleted or something.
Right.
You want to go back here so you have somewhere to sit?
Or you can do it on the back of my tailgate if it's easier.
I just don't want people come driving by there.
Yeah.
This bee is trying to eat me. This bee.
Oh, yeah.
Please kill it.
Amy's the same way. She freaks out with bees.
Yeah, I don't like them.
It's in Google Drive, but the original's in Apple.
Oh, in Apple?
Yeah. And I'm going to need to find that. It's in the 4 terabytes of data. That's what I don't understand. Because you downloaded my whole iCloud.
It got deleted, and you have...
it got deleted from the photos, but it's still in the iCloud drive.
We take it off the network, so it's isolated. It can't go to the cloud and download.
But the 4 terabytes is...
We don't download the 4 terabytes.
Oh, I thought that's what...
No,
we downloaded your phone, which was 1/3 of a terabyte.
Yeah.
1/3 of a terabyte.
Yeah,
so I thought someone said 4 terabytes, which is my total iCloud. Okay,
Is it your iCloud drive?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and log in here for me.
Hopefully this is the most up to date.
Just send you like a dual authentication.
Oh, what's gonna happen here?
It's gonna send you a dual authentication once it validates. It's trying to do a validation right now.
So it's gonna send me a text, right?
Yeah, not yet. It's
oh, here it is. Here it is.
There it go. Okay, there it go.
You have to type this in.
That's two, Christian. Hit your head twice.
What was the number?
So here's what happened, just so you know, is it was on my phone, but my, I just got a new phone before you guys. Like, took my new phone, so you guys still have my new phone. Hopefully I get that back soon. Yeah.
Did it send you a new code? There you go, the text.
490012. So.
Right, you got a new one just before we did this. Yes.
So.
Yeah, you said...
it's yours.
Yes, so what I did was I just downloaded your profile, just so I have it here, and then I'll have you re-sign again to download the file.
It was Naples.
Oh, Naples?
Yeah.
Of course. Wait, you know what that is.
No.
Yeah.
He's waiting. He wants to go on vacation, so he's waiting for the file to be
done. Okay. Make sure you don't hit your head on this one.
Yeah.
You won't.
I don't think you will. No.
This says sign in with passkey or password. I don't know what that.
So it's going to be continue password.
Man, it's a lot warmer than it was on Tuesday.
Yes.
Yes, sir. It's nice. It is a little warmer.
Too warm. It is.
You want me to navigate? You want to tell me?
Yeah, if you could go to iDrive and then the folder is it's called desktop. It should be in files. Yeah, drive. And then it should be desktop. Now, how do I make sure, like, all this stuff is, like, confidential shit that I have that has nothing to do with this case? Like,
yeah.
But how do I make sure, like, you guys delete that?
I will, all this? Yeah. Once I sign out, it'll require dual authentication to get back in.
Gig. That show is the same thing, Brian, in the lab?
I don't.
Is it downloaded?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do the buckle swab real quick while we're waiting for that?
So what's the purpose of the swab?
Just so we all know, like, it's dot our I's, all cross our T's in case somebody later on just says, when we do get, and you admitted to it, that's fine. But in case somebody else later on says, why didn't you guys do this? By your protocol, why didn't you guys do this?
Understood.
That's all it is. Formalities.
Do we have a timeline on this at all yet?
What do you mean?
For closing this out or for... Pat's working with you guys now?
Pat's the police administrator over at the police department, yeah. He's above the chief.
I thought he was, wasn't he the deputy?
He's the deputy city manager slash police administrator.
I get it. Okay.
So,
how does the court tell you that?
Well, unless somebody goes to court and they put like some sort of case law in front of them saying,
which is what they're going to try to do.
They're going to try and do it, yeah, absolutely.
But who fights against that?
Our city attorney does.
City attorney, so I gotta hope, like, how do I make sure they're fighting on my behalf?
Well, they would. I mean, it's in best interest of the victim as well, you know.
Well,
right, and I,
so
you know,
she's gonna advocate for the release.
No, I don't think after Detective Cox talked to the victim and it's not her where this is coming from, absolutely not.
That's, I was told, well,
yeah.
So here's my concern too, just to be open and honest. And I'm not like slamming police or anything, but this is, imagine this being my concern. It's two nights ago. I was sitting in a meeting and I had a reporter text me. I can show you the text. And he said, hey, are you and your wife involved in like a police issue or something like that? And I said, I just waited. And he said, have you been Baker active? I'm like, no. And then he said, you know, is there something that, I should probably just read it. But he said that he has a source inside law enforcement, local law enforcement, and they're telling him things differently and they're going to give him documents at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Oh,
so like, but imagine being accused.
Sure.
And then you're finding out that law enforcement in the middle of an investigation is leaking stuff. Well, I don't know if that's true or not.
We got to think of it like this, and our captain pointed this out this morning. This investigation has been going on 2 months,
yeah.
Almost 2 months. Next week will be 2 months. Why would all of a sudden somebody in law enforcement leak it? You know what I mean? If it's been going on this long. Because we're no further along than what we were a couple weeks ago because we've been waiting for this information right here.
So then the question is, if she's not doing it, you're saying, right? Or you're a suspect.
But there's a lot of people involved with this, okay? So we've had search warrants.
Yeah.
We've sent things to the state attorney's office. We've sent things to judges. Your name is a popular name. People know your name if they're in the political realm. So they're going to go, hey, I saw this thing. They tell a friend. That friend tells a friend. And it gets around.
Understood.
You know? Am I saying 100% that everybody in the police department is innocent? Absolutely not. I mean, I'm quite sure.
No, there's humans. I mean, I get it.
I'm going to have you log in with your laptop, and I'll take a screenshot of it, if you don't mind.
Well, I don't know where it's from here.
Have you connect to my Wi-Fi.
What are you? What am I doing here?
Connect to my Wi-Fi.
What am I going
to
do this?
Log in, so I can just take a picture of the landmark.
No, my notes
of the what?
No, the video.
Oh, like this part right here? This is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Make this bigger with the plus, and then I'm gonna zoom in and take a photo.
Because like some of this stuff might be like client shit, and I don't need like, hold on, I'm gonna
That's right.
Oh, if you want to see, I'll zoom in, so that's the only thing I can see on the screen.
Well, hold on one second. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do this. I'm just going to go like this. I'm going to do new folder.
You click on a file, so go. Yep. There we go.
All this stuff. Got this new computer, so it's like but whatever. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna put this over here and then I'll just go back in there. Where is it? Here. So like that.
This is a waiver of search, Christian. This just says that you are giving us consent to take from your person, your buccal swab, your DNA. And if
how long does that stay on file? Forever?
It's just used for this particular case. It's it's not
and
put
then it's
in
wiped. It's not like if you're a criminal when they take it and they have it forever, right?
No, this is CODIS. This is just
so I'm like one what of those tinfoil hat people.
No. What they do is they'll basically, when it comes back with her kit, and it says, yes, there's some mixture of male DNA. They'll have yours to compare it to. Say, yep, that's where this DNA came from. That's all it is. You're not going into a database.
Now, let me ask you, because I haven't seen... Here, I'll sign this first. Take care of this first. Where do I need
right
that?
Right here, signature. All right.
So, I haven't really had any information from you guys about like what I'm being accused of as much. It's just been like a very generic...
Well, we told you in the beginning you were being accused of sexual battery.
Correct.
That's
what I mean. Yeah.
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 But, like, someone tweeted something out, like one of these guys that are connected to these reporters that are releasing the reports and stuff. Like, is there a claim of violence? Like, is there...
No.
No.
Not at all. People are going to come at you, Christian, because they're fishing.
No, I know.
They're trying to get a response from you to see what they can get, just like the Baker Act.
And that's why I'm asking, right? I'm
no.
Like trying
no,
to...
No, there's okay. No claim of violence whatsoever.
So, I mean, is it just the intoxication part or the lack of consent kind of deal?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, all that together.
And then you guys have video of her, like, walking to the pizza place, right, and walking back?
We do have video. So we're just trying to get everything because...
I know you got to do all your due diligence.
I get it. Yeah.
I'm just trying to, like, understand the lesson around knowledge. It's interesting how much power you guys have that I never really... And I'm a crim major.
Yeah.
I never realized just how much power cops have until you're, like, accused of something. And it's like... They need to change the law, too. It needs to be if you're investigated and there's no... How do you want to do this? What do you want me to do?
Okay. Just open your mouth inside of your cheeks on both sides just to swap.
But, like, they need to change the law.
The time is 10:41.
Where if there's an if there's a complaint, okay, there goes an investigation. There's an investigation. If it comes back, there's no charges. Whether it's you guys or the I don't know, who's the state attorney. It should be sealed.
Well, and that's, remember, Derek talked about that.
I know,
that
it's bullshit.
Yeah, Derek talked
about
that.
And it should be sealed because it's like, I could accuse you of punching me in the face yesterday downtown, and you're like, well, I was in Lakewood Ranch. I got proof. Like, yeah. But the headline is still, you know, Christian Ziegler punches a cop, cop punches Christian Ziegler in the face, but we found no charges.
It's a weird thing. Just like we have the same thing when we get investigated by Internal Affairs. People might come in and say, I saw Charlie Rife in the parking lot of Big Lots, and he was fighting with Christian Ziegler. Well, none of that ever happened, but that's still going to be documented.
It's bullshit.
Completely. So if somebody comes in and pulls my file, and this could be 3 years from now, they're going to say, well, you could beat somebody up in the parking lot of Big Lots.
Yeah, see, that's bullshit.
Yes.
Because it's like no one reads the rest of it. It's like what happened to me yesterday. I mean, this was like world news. I mean, I can't tell you how many millions of impressions on this bullshit. But normally I go ham and I will rip apart the other side. But I am purposely holding back because I'm like, I don't want to impact the criminal side, right? Hopefully I'll be able to go ham against them in the future and defend myself. But right now I'm not doing it, so they know that. So what's really happening, I don't know, you're not going to report this, are you? I mean, this is a conversation. So they are working with Barfield. And my understanding is she's giving information to Barfield. And they have connected with her, okay? And
it's not happening.
Well, that's how he's leaking all this stuff, and it was actually verified to me. No,
it might be somebody else that's close to her. It might be somebody else.
We're very
else
familiar with Barfield.
Yeah.
So you don't think she's cooperating directly with them?
No, I really don't. I really don't.
Because they've already mentioned that there's going to be videos that come out. Like, who would know that? You would know that. But like, who else would know that?
Anybody else who had the search warrant that we did too, as well for your phone, would know that.
Yeah, but they specifically said that a video is going to, even if they had a search warrant, they don't know if you're looking for text or video, right?
Yeah, it lays everything out in the search warrant.
Oh, it says video or whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does. See, I didn't see. I wish I would have saw the search warrant, but Bird was like,
if you go by his office and get a copy of the search warrant and you read it, it's going to make sense.
So my wife would probably, she's going to kill me if I do that because she's been like terrified because she thinks it's some open.
No.
She's like, and I'm like, no, I think it's pretty specific. I think they have to, but like, I didn't know it specifically.
Oh, yeah, Derek has a copy of that because we left it that day.
Okay, so I'll have to. Because he was like, waive the reading, and I'm like, whatever. And then I'm like,
well, we wouldn't read the affidavit points. We're only going to read you the search warrant part, the part that we're seizing. The affidavit points. Yeah.
And then it's clerked. Once it's served and we're finished, it's taken over to the clerk's office. So all of it is there.
Yeah, like you said, the public records laws, they're awful.
It sucks.
In state of Florida, I admit that. And so but everything we do is public record. Everything. Like our captain and Pat reassured us, they're going to have to take us to court to get that. Okay? But if we lose in court, then we have to give that. You know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Which is insane because they got like a revenge porn law.
Fairly new statute.
This is like the biggest case of revenge fucking porn.
Yeah, right? I don't think this would qualify. I mean, because you've got the victim on there itself. So that, I mean, there's technically this Marcy. Let's come under Marcy's.
Yeah,
as well.
But if she waives it and she's
not going to. Yeah, she's not. This is not coming from her, Chris. I guarantee you, it's not.
That's interesting because I can't figure out the motive. I don't know. I mean, I that's a me problem, but I can't figure out like. I just don't understand, but of course everyone's going to say that.
Did you get the screenshot?
Yeah, so then you're good then, right? See, I could have done that and you wouldn't have had down on my phone for like 3 weeks. Is there any way I get my phone back soon?
Yeah, as soon as we just got to talk to the state, make sure that the state wants, because any evidence that we have, the state has to release at this point. So we'll just talk with them, see if they want it.
The state has to release?
The state attorney, any evidence, any case that we have a criminal.
Oh, so like case. If you take someone's phone, they got to tell you, give it back.
Yes, yeah. They do.
Oh,
they've
got
to authorize the release for us to give back property.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. This is kind of,
yeah.
I don't have the subject of it, but I'm like a half glass, glass half full kind of guy. And I'm like, it's kind of interesting. I wish I could like go through the steps with you guys on the other side, not on this side.
No problem. All right, we'll be back in touch with you if you need anything.
I appreciate you guys. I'm sorry for all the questions are bogging you guys down. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, yesterday destroyed me, but we'll see what happens politically, PR-wise. But I'm more concerned, obviously, you guys are right. The more I think about it, it's like the criminal stuff, get that out of the way. But
yeah, absolutely.
But the PR side is tough. So, like, I don't know. I've never read a police report.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my next flow of questions to you. Like when
it's detailed. For something like this, our police reports are always detailed. But for something of this magnitude, because of who you are and what you represent, it's going to be extremely detailed, as you can imagine.
But like,
so let's just put it like this. The interview that we had with you at your house will be documented. The interview the detectives had.
Like how? What does that mean?
It's not transcribed word for word, but it's going to be documented what we said this. Christian said this. Christian said that.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget said this. Bridget said that.
whoever's in this report who we talk to, you know, the pizza guy across the street, you know, we talk to him, it's going to be in the report. So, I mean, that's, we have everything that starts from the very beginning and flows till today. We met you, we got a buckle swab, and we got, you know, with your authorization, we all that's going to be in there. It's all just basically, you can read it from like when the day we got this report all the way down, and it flows and makes sense.
But is it like, you know, there was communications between the two, or is it like word for word?
The pertinent text and the pertinent information will be verbatim.
So it pertains to the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have to.
As far as you and the victim, or
we have to,
the victim and your wife, or
we
anything
have to,
like
let's
that.
Just say we...
What do you mean by that? So my concern, and I talked about this earlier, is like, I'm taking the shots, I'm fine. My wife's in a different, unique situation, and unfortunately she can't really defend herself because... You know, she's not involved as much as I am in this middle of this process, but like she, you know, like she hasn't seen her in years, right? And they don't communicate directly with each other. So like I just want to try to insulate my wife as much as possible from any crazy accusations or whatever. Now I may not be able to, but for me, that's the difference between my wife having a job or not. Is just, and that's why, like I said this earlier, like words matter, and the way it's framed is just like, you know,
well, it's not going to be framed any other way than it is exactly. Like, we're not putting opinions in there whatsoever. It's nothing about our opinion. It's verbatim physical evidence, interviews. It's verbatim everything.
And you weren't able to get the like Instagram.
No.
Disappearing.
No.
No, we sent. I sent a preservation letter for them. But I am waiting for someone to reach back out to me to see if there's any possible way that the vanish mode could be pulled back up on their end. Because that's where you're saying that I messaged you and said, did you show Bridget our video?
Yeah.
And you're saying that's vanish mode Instagram. So that's why
she
we
said
have
it
to...
On the, she called me. I don't know if that was a reported call or not. Called me right before I met with you guys. I don't know if you guys know about that call.
We do.
Yeah, and she said something. Was that evidence or what? You guys have that?
Everything we have is evidence, yeah. And
but
we're not going to go
that
into like...
Call or not?
We're not going to go into that. I'll let my sergeant speak to that. Oh. If it was or was
no, I mean, that's part of the case. We have investigative techniques. We have investigative things that we
okay,
do. So we're trying to figure out, you know, we get a case, we're trying to figure out if there's some sort of, if we can validate it. So we're going to do everything we can to validate that case. You cooperating is obviously going to be outlined in the report that you cooperate with, which is great for you. But we have her side, we have your side, and then we're trying to decipher what's intermingled of what we can prove, what we can't prove, and what we can charge and what we can't charge. And that's where we're at. So, you know,
what do you mean what you can charge or can't charge?
Well,
you have a charge you're looking
into.
Well,
if she's claiming that there's sexual battery, that's what we got to investigate.
Yeah.
Okay? So, and if we don't see anything there, then we're not going to charge. So that's what we're coming
down to. That's what you mean by that, yeah.
Yes.
But, like, it doesn't branch off into other trespass or something like that, right?
There's no trespass,
no.
No, but I mean, like, it doesn't branch off to other charges, or is it just...
It could, yes, absolutely. There's others. I mean, just like you brought up the revenge porn. Not that I'm saying that this would be applicable. That statute book's full of charges. And
what could that be?
And we still haven't got everything back from Instagram. We still haven't, we're still looking for that message.
Instagram would verify that, but if you guys can't get that.
Well, that's what's hard. It's just like Snapchat. I mean, everybody has all these vanishing modes.
Yeah.
They have different, you know, platforms that we're not able to reach.
Well, that's kind of concerning.
Everything's concerning about this case.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but I'm kind of feeling better the more I cooperate, I guess. But how does that... That's interesting. Okay.
But you gotta look at it. I mean, like I said,
when we get this case, we're looking at everything. We're looking at everything as a big picture, as a whole.
I just need those. Hopefully, you guys really press Instagram because it's very clear.
Sure. And we're going to, I mean, but that's just, I want to be honest with you and say that's a plausible, you know, thing that's out there.
Which is interesting because that's what Barfield, that was in an article yesterday.
About what? Okay. Which is another more reason why we need to investigate that, because I definitely don't want, and like we talked about this in the beginning, we can't be dismissive of somebody because of who you are. So, we have to look at the whole thing as totality. I mean,
no, I understand, but like this credibility coming to play.
For her or for you? I mean, what are we talking about? What do you mean?
That's a credibility issue, isn't it?
But why would you say that?
It's just saying that it wasn't...
I know, but why would you say that it happened somewhere else?
I thought that's what she said.
Okay. Did she say that?
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in touch with you, okay?
Yeah. I appreciate your
help. You head up.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take it out. All right.
Oh. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
Sorry, you guys.
We do. This is Detective Kant, present with Detective Sergeant Rice, also Digital Forensic Specialist Brian Yang. We are at Big Lots, Beneva, and Fruitville, meeting with Christian Ziegler. We obtained a buccal swab with consent, and he logged into his account and provided video information. This will be in reference to case number 23-048937. Today's date is December the 1st, 2023. The time is 10:55 hours. End of interview.